This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on what has become one of my favorite segments we do all week, which is Wednesdays with Tanya Andrews. First of all, let me compliment you and your folks who were out yesterday. The prescription garden program that you guys have created, I mean, literally, I'd never even heard of anything like this. I know the 20 years of doing the food drive, there were conversations about healthy food versus non-healthy food and how a lot of the problems with what people donate is that it's not necessarily, and people are not eating right if they've got health problems. You guys took a completely proactive approach to this and created something that is just wildly successful, and we were very happy to be able to put money towards those efforts yesterday. But how did all that start?
Well, so Allison was there yesterday.
She was on the air with us at the beginning. I remember
amazing,
that.
Amazing,
yeah.
Amazing dietitian, and it's really her sort of brainchild and creativity. She really meshed two unique types of programs, and that is urban gardening and a prescription produce program that she really just found by going to a conference. There was this small little organization that was doing it in Texas, and no one else had heard of anything like that.
Right.
And she immediately put those two ideas together, and over the last 5 years have grown this program to now we touch almost 500 individuals per year.
Yeah, and you've got the data to
Absolutely.
Show that it works, blood pressure, diabetes, all of these areas. I look at this as literally a way we solve other problems.
Mm-hmm.
This is a simple example of, okay, fresh produce is expensive. You shop the outside of the grocery store and there's a sticker shock there. Processed food, junk food is more obtainable, cheaper, easier. And if you grew up in a household that didn't eat properly, you might even not know what to do with an eggplant or broccoli or whatever it might be. And so this is let's take people that are having some health issues because of dietary reasons, or the diet certainly isn't helping. Let's get them to eat healthier. Let's teach them how to cook healthier. And you've got healthier human beings, which is cheaper for the community, which is more.
Absolutely.
This is the whole Alice family kind of, and just a small example of why maintaining people's health or improving people's health is a long-term investment in our community, not just for them, but for the community at large.
You're absolutely correct. And there's a million things that have come out of this program that are incredibly beneficial over the long haul. One of the other things that we noticed, aside from the reduction in, blood pressure and improvement in diabetes indicators of weight loss, the other thing that we found is that we maintain engagement with folks.
Yes.
And so year over year, they want to participate.
And there's a relationship now. And then
and
you get into
is.
Other areas.
And when you have a long-term relationship with your patient population, you can then have more influence over health issues moving forward. And that benefits everyone. And so this has become, I think we get speaking requests and information requests about that particular program at least once or twice a month across all healthcare avenues across this country. And again, it's one more really cool thing that we're doing right here in Decatur and Macon County that we can be really proud of.
Yeah, well, we were thrilled that we were able to give a check for $58,500.
So much gratitude on the part of the team members. I was getting information real time from Allison, who was there, rightly should be the one to accept that check, and just overwhelmed with gratitude and excited about what the future holds for that program.
Well, it's great. I just think that those are the kind of things that we're doing here, the innovation, the sort of solving of problems. I don't know how much time I have left doing what I do. You get to a certain age, and this year's been a reflection year for sure, just because of personal circumstances and everything else. But you want to make a difference in the world instead of just putting Band-Aids on it.
Sure.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes complete sense.
Not that the Band-Aids aren't important. Mm-hmm. It's not the conversation. It's just, when I look at the 20 years of doing the food drive, there's an immense amount of pride there. But I look at Marie, who was the first graduate of the Ag Academy, and who is now at the School of ACES at the University of Illinois and is serving on the State Fair Board, the youngest member ever appointed by the governor of Illinois. And I'm equally as proud, because
for sure,
those feel like life-changing things that will impact for you know, 60 years beyond me.
Absolutely. And then the lives that she will impact.
That's what I'm talking about. And it's
impact,
just,
it's amazing.
So, and once you have a taste of that, it's hard, right, you know, to not want to do more of it. So I know you and I have had conversations about mental health, which is, to me, it is the issue that we are ignoring as a country, from a medical perspective, from a human perspective, from a just sheer numbers and resources perspective. And I think there's some interesting areas there to explore to help people.
You're absolutely correct. And you know, I've been doing a lot of research because of our conversations about mental health resources and really digging into what's available online, what's available telephonically, because younger generations really want to have access in different ways. And I'm learning a lot, and I'm really hopeful that very soon we can get that information out.
We are. That's one of the areas we're going to focus on in this upcoming year and around the holidays, which is a downtime for a lot of people. The joy that Nick and I have been talking about all day, Vespers and trees on the tees, a lot of other people approach this time of year with dread.
And I feel
like the dirty secret, or maybe it's an open secret in the medical community, but as a community at large, that even if you can convince those people to try to get some help, there's not much help.
You are correct. The resources that are available are not even comparable to the need. And so it's tough. As healthcare providers, we want to see more people screening for mental health issues. But healthcare providers will tell you, if I screen and I identify it, what do I offer? And that's what makes it really, really a challenge. And I think that's what we as a community need to come together around. And I think that people will.
I'm old enough to remember when people talked about cancer in a very hushed way, or they said the C word, or there was still this stigma, you know, around it. And I'm old enough to where men wearing pink was kind of a thing, because, you know, oh, now the kids today don't even think about any of that stuff.
Right.
So we make progress.
We do.
That's the hopeful part of me. But we also keep doing some really stupid things the same way over and over. And that's what needs to change. And
you're,
I'm hoping,
correct,
that if there is a positive, meaning if there is a positive change out of this pandemic, that it means that there is a an escalation of how we do things, that maybe we can do a 20-year gap in 2 years because we're forced to.
I agree with you. And I do think, you know, we've said it 1,000 times, this has been the great accelerator.
Yeah.
And that is the silver lining to a really dark time in our history. And I think the stigma around mental health and mental health care is still very real and very there. But you're finding, and again, it comes from the youth. You know, young people are openly discussing this. It's people of our age and generation that continue to stigmatize mental health issues, or would never openly admit if we struggled ourselves. And I think that is, you know, where we need to do the work. It's our generation that needs to do the work, and then we need to bring healthcare along.
Absolutely.
Bringing healthcare along.
And then there's a whole other side of it for people who are dealing with family members who have it. And it's like, where are the resources, you know, for them? Because it's not easy. I mean, even if you are completely understanding in how it works and why it works and all of it, it doesn't make it any easier to deal with.
Absolutely.
Or to get help for, or the feeling of helplessness. And I just feel like telehealth, I don't even know why we call it that, because there's no telephone involved.
Exactly.
But what we have learned is that this whole sitting in an office filling out paperwork thing has got to change.
It's not necessary. And the evidence is clear that when you can do electronic connections with people, it is just
at least up front.
Absolutely. It's throughout a whole treatment period. You don't even have to be on the same continent as your treatment provider. You can make connections and relationships. We've learned that this year, these last few years over Zoom.
Because, Nick, here's the thing, that if you're fortunate enough, and if the numbers are accurate, you know, most people are not fortunate, because they either they know someone or love someone who is. You know, when you're in a crisis mode of mental health, and the medical providers look at you and say, well, 12 weeks, we'll see you in 12 weeks. If you went to the emergency room with a broken arm, they said, come back in 3 months. No one would find that acceptable.
You're absolutely correct.
But that's the world we live in right now.
It is. And it's because we haven't prioritized mental health care the same as we have physical care. But it's the same conversation about health and wellness and well-being in general. You know, we're just getting to the place where it's very acceptable to have conversations about diet and nutrition in the same vein as medication. food is medicine. We just talked about that. Yep. And that's acceptable, but it wasn't 10 years ago a good conversation to have. And so we're getting
there. We're making progress.
We are.
We just got to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. People get in comfort zones. I mean, even big industries, you know, it's just sort of, well, you know, what do we get reimbursed the most for? And I know that sounds cynical, but that's part of it.
That is part of it. And you do have to pay attention to how you pay the bills. But at the same time, I think that we've all learned in our years that when you do the right thing, it's the right thing.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. All right, I'm going to take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Growing your family, opening your own business, retiring to travel, leaving your legacy. At Busey Bank, we know there's a lot to look forward to and a lot of planning along the way. Celebrate your life's milestones by putting your money to work. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
When you talk tires, you need to talk about who you can trust. Palmer Tire is now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires. Palmer Tire is the area's only Michelin and Alliance certified tire professionals. Just tell them which kind of car you drive and they'll go over all the numbers with you. The number you really need to remember, though, is 875-4266. They'll take the time to talk tire size, speed rating, load index, tire pressure, and of course, price. Talk to someone you can trust. Palmer Tire, your Goodyear and Michelin tire dealer.
The all-new NowDecatur.com. Informative, compelling content for an engaged community. NowDecatur.com is a fresh, lifestyle-driven look at what's happening in town. Features, videos, podcasts, photos, with no pop-up ads and things to keep you from the content you want. And it's all free, thanks to our partners. Check out the amazing things happening at Millikan University and how Richland Community College is training the workforce of tomorrow. It's all available now at now.com. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I haven't heard this forever. I love this song.
Virtual Insanity?
Yeah. Is that what it's...
Yeah, by Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai. Mm-hmm. That was the video where like they go all the way around, right? Mm-hmm. See, I'm old enough, I identify songs by video.
It's all right.
I'm old enough that I was around when MTV arrived. They didn't have much at the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's how the second British invasion happened. See, I'm tying everything back to the Beatles. I got to get out of my head on this. I'm just telling you.
I'm not playing Prudence again.
Okay,
I was told not to.
But listen, first of all, Lindsay doesn't run this show. She runs a lot of things, but not this show.
Yeah, I mean, if you told me to play Dear Prudence again, I'd play it. Okay.
I did also, via Lindsay, find out, I told you Rick Gaffron dropped off these beautiful cards. This shot on Merchant Street, they're on sale at the Art Farm.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. $5 a piece, or what did she say?
There's a bundle for like 20 bucks.
Yes. So you save a lot of them. They make great. This is the one lost art mm-hmm. that needs to stay around. It is personal cards, thank you cards. Mm-hmm. So few people do it that it you're kind of like really taken aback when you get one, right?
Oh, I love to get mail, like real mail.
Yeah. But I mean, when somebody takes the time to actually just physically write out something, mm-hmm. right? And these are just beautiful. It's a snow-swept Merchant Street. The color, I mean, it's just, it is gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm going to get my hands on some of those.
Okay, Art Farm right across the street. All right, we also have our Door 4 Brewing. We have our gift of the day. I want you to help me with this because right now you can win, what is it? What are we giving away?
A hat and a beanie. You're getting a decal. You're getting a flight.
All right, this is like $77 value today.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
So a certificate for flights for four people, mm-hmm. A stocking cap, a t-shirt. They got one of the decals. Mm-hmm. So it's like a $77 package from Door 4. Now, they're closed Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Is that right? They're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yep.
And then the food truck is there, the axe throwing. I've still not done this. How is it possible that I haven't been able, why am I not?
I don't know.
I feel
but it's
guilty.
A lot of fun. It is fun.
You ever thrown an axe?
I have not. I'm not sure anybody wants me to, but
no.
I want to try.
I wouldn't just sound like it's like taking a lot of aggression out, like on something that, you know, an inanimate
sure.
object.
Well, you could put pictures up if you need to.
That seems a little iffy to me. I don't think I'd do that.
You know, but there's games that you could play, you know, target practice, keep score. It's a lot of fun. They have other. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. It's kind of addictive. And they have indoor lanes as well as outdoor lanes. So.
Well, they are a proud supporter of the United Way of Decatur in Mid-Illinois. They're one of the good shops there. They give back a ton. I know they have the live events. That parking lot during the nice months is just booming. And their food truck and rocket axe throwing lanes complement the tap room. Now, they got 36 handles and a choice of selection of spirits and wines and more. These flights are a big deal. You know, to people who enjoy beer.
Absolutely. You know, you come try ciders, locally made beers they bring in from around Illinois and the United States. And you can kind of like, if four people get this certificate, that's 16 different tastes that you could take, or all of you could do the same one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and experience it. It's a little tasting party.
Well, what I like is it's also a mini performance place, like live comedy, stand-up, music.
We even had wrestling.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Trivia nights, they do corporate events, they do fundraisers. Good people at Door 4 Brewing, our gift of the day. And they're located at 1214 West Cerro Gordo. You can go to Door4Brewing, not numeral, but just the four, brewing.com to check out all the details. And we have a $77 gift we're giving away on the Now Decatur Facebook page. Just like, comment, feel free to share.
Yeah, one other thing worth mentioning is that, you know, on those closed days, available to bring in your office group, your Christmas party, your whatever it is that you want to do and use the facilities.
We had our Christmas party there a couple of years ago for Newhoff. It was great.
Can be catered. You know, you can do whatever. There's screens up there if you need to do presentations.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing.
I got to throw the ad. I'm now bound and determined.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Is it hard?
No. No, but it's got this weird feeling that when you get it, you want to keep doing that motion because it's like, oh, I got it to stick. And then
I feel like this is going to sound like a really strange comparison, but it sounds like a golf swing to
yes,
me.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Where you feel like you it's just pure.
Yeah.
When you finally get that pure feeling.
You can't replicate it again for
right.
a long time. Yeah, I get that. And you don't have to have your own axes,
no,
right?
No, and they've got, you know, other things to try, tomahawks, and there's even like military shovels you can do. It's a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I got to delve into this world.
We're clearly missing something.
Yeah, we're the outsiders looking in. We need to get inside.
Yes.
All right, Tanya Andrix is with us. We'll take one last break. Nick has your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, it's going to have some rain for a couple more hours. It'll be cloudy through the mid-morning and then gradually clear up as the day goes, a high of about 56. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 43. For Thursday, sunny with a high of 64, and Friday, sunny with a high near 60. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 43 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:52.
Financing college can be overwhelming. Milliken University is committed to helping families manage tuition costs, and that's why they award more than $20 million in scholarships and grants each year. Spend less time worrying about what you have to pay back after graduation and more time focusing on your professional success. Visit milliken.edu/scholarships to see how you can be rewarded. Submit your Milliken University application for admission by December 15th to meet scholarship deadlines.
First National Bank is now open in downtown Decatur. The Quality Bank has added a second Decatur branch at 100 South Water Street in the Milliken Building. You'll be able to get the same competitive home and auto rates. Personal and business and personal touch the Quality Bank has been known for in Central Illinois for over 90 years. For more information, visit fnbpena.com or stop by any of our locations in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and on Baltimore in Decatur. FNB is now open in downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is Michelle Reynolds, financial advisor at the Decatur branch of Wells Fargo Advisors. As someone who supports the community, I understand how important it is to shop locally. 68 cents of every dollar spent goes right back into our community. Just imagine the impact if everyone shopped locally. So please, think twice before spending your dollars outside of Decatur. Let's put our hard-earned money back into this community. This message is brought to you by Michelle Reynolds, financial advisor, and John Weber, branch manager of Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday. Good day, even though there's a little rain. But you know what? The streets look great. Michael Mann was onto something back in the 1980s with Miami Vice. They'd go through with fire trucks and just spray everything
down. Yeah. The sky this morning looked like winter for the first time. I've got to be honest. There was about an hour ago, it looked purely like winter.
It's going to be 60.
It doesn't make sense.
You know, you can think about winter all you want. I'm going to enjoy this unseasonably warm weather and be happy about it.
I'm grilling out.
As we head into what is a big holiday weekend, we got the Christmas walk. Come downtown and spend some money tonight.
For sure. I was down here on Small Business Saturday, and it was hopping.
It was. Did you see the new Santa house?
I did. I didn't go in because I didn't want to, you know, get in the way of some kids. And
but it's great.
It looks, the pictures, it looks phenomenal. It's super exciting.
And what I like about that particular project is all the groups that come together, right? Because you would think if you just watched like Fox News or CNN, you know, like we live in two different worlds, you know, there's this world and there's this world, and in your day-to-day interactions, it's not that disparate. You know, I mean, it's, I look at those projects with labor, working with, you know, foundations, working with, and everybody coming together, doing their part, and you get a thing.
And then it intersects with the families and the kids and the parents. I mean, so that's the crossroads. That's where the transfers happen.
And then what you can always count on, no matter what, is getting a letter from some cranky lady in Missouri mad about the whole thing. Seriously.
Truth. We have so much more in common than we don't. We as people.
We do.
We do.
I sat around, it's hard. Yesterday it was tough for several reasons. I mean, one, it's bittersweet because you're saying goodbye to something that you love, and people want to know some absolute black and white reason as to why, and there's really no perfect answer for that other than it's time. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about all these people and what they do. I mean, from literally what they're doing on your campus with Baby Talk. It would never occur to me that we would be running out of formula would be so expensive that people were diluting it and not getting the nutrients for kids.
Correct. You know,
but they're there to solve that problem.
You're absolutely correct. One of the most memorable moments I had as an emergency room nurse was taking care of a young baby with a seizure. And we found out after all the testing that it was an electrolyte imbalance because mom was formula. And I didn't know that was even a thing.
Right.
That was in the 90s. This has been a problem for decades, but formula has continued to increase in price.
Right.
It's
so
just unaffordable sometimes.
You know, so they're there and
they're solving the problem.
That's exactly right.
They are.
And so to everybody who's had anything to do with any of the last 20 years, and I mean, we're talking thousands of volunteers and sponsors and donors and people who have just given to the cause. You know, you think about our sponsors. Our sponsors put up the upfront money to pay the school rewards and those kind of things. And you know, if you're on for the 20-year ride, $1,000 a year, that's a $20,000 investment, that's just gone back into the schools, you know. And yesterday, first place went to Mount Zion High School. They've already spent it, I mean, on charitable stuff. It's like that money then gets recirculated back into good causes. It's been an amazing run. And we were so happy to be able to support your program and all of the others.
Thankful.
$1.5 million handed out yesterday to 17 organizations and agencies that are out there doing that hard work. We just, once again, say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's been an amazing ride. And we'll see what's next.
Brian, there's so much wisdom in knowing when to change and shift gears. It is the hardest thing to do when things are successful. That's tough.
Yeah, things are, people are don't, it's harder to explain to people.
It is.
It was just time. And that's thankfully, because of Howard, we were able to do it and give them the 3-year kind of like a balance to be able to figure out what's next. It was very important for us not to leave anybody hanging. And so we feel like we accomplished all that yesterday.
You're
one of the best. I love you. Have a great Christmas weekend.
I will. We'll enjoy Vespers.
All right. Tanya Hendricks from Crossing Healthcare.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.